You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Previously on Zerdikes.
So it is a yearly tradition like no other. It's Bill's comps. This is 2023, as Dan noted, because that's what it says on the PowerPoint that has a very bright white background with blue text here. I would like to note that Bill's comps are sponsored by Mario's Overalls, the adult film that everyone's been talking about, which is
great film. I like he goes, "Oh, it's me, Mario. I'm going to give you the pipe. It's me, Mario. Spaghetti."
So instead of this year me giving the comp, I want Dan to give the comp. Okay. He's going to read the comp that I put on this beautiful PowerPoint. I went way back into the pre-Super Bowl era for the Bears, and I'm very excited for you to give the first comp for Darnell Wright.
Bill's comp for Darnell Wright is someone we all remember. Very quick on his feet or her feet. Hairy legs.
Jervon Dexter, it's time for Bill's comp.
Eric Shun is Bill's comp for Jervon Dexter. Thank you for the sex, senior.
Time for the Tyreek Stevenson comp.
Everyone's favorite player, I believe from Southern Indiana. I far tall night. This is so fucking childish and I love it. Well, I'm dying to know what your comp is for Zach Pickens. We all know this guy, Mike Litteris. Mike, don't call him Michael, Litteris.
Why don't you let us know, Roshan Johnson, Bill's comp.
Now, I never really knew what the E stood for in this person's name, but it's E. Norma Stitz. Enormous tits.
Yeah, I heard T.Y. Hilton out of your mouth. Everybody heard Tyler Lockett out of my mouth. Let's see who Bill's comp is out of Dan's mouth.
I don't know how to say this one. Mike Ropinez.
Say it again.
Mike Ropin. Is there a penis in there? How do you say it, Bill?
Mike Ropinez. Bill's comp for Noah Sewell.
Okay. Al out of vagina. Did I pronounce that right, Bill?
Say it again.
Al out of vagina. Out of vagina.
A lot of vagina.
A lot of vagina.
Nothing else to be said except for Bill's comp here. Dan, why don't you take a peek and let us know who you think it is.
This is definitely one of the Mario's overall characters, I believe. It's obviously Don Keyballs. Mr. Keyballs.
Here we go. Yeah. Bill's comp for Travis Bell. Dan, let us know who he is.
He doesn't go by Howard anymore. He's Howie Feltersnatch. Howie Feltersnatch.
Final Bill's comp of the 2023 NFL Draft. Dan, who is it, buddy?
It's what our old friend, Chew Some Wang. Chew Some Wang. I can't figure out if you're getting canceled or if I am.
I don't think either. I think the internet. The internet spit these out.
These are great comps. I think you nailed all of them.
Oh, those were some perfect matches for the Bears rookies. Oh my God, but we're so far past the draft now. There is breaking schedule news, and we are going to dive so deep into all 17 of these regular season games before the inevitable playoff run that the 2023 Chicago Bears are going to do. Things are so hot. It is May. I love that we're talking football. Baseball doesn't exist. We love you more. Zerdikes, full of surprises tonight, I'm sure. See you on the other side.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero doinks.
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 Ooh, zero doinks. We are back 3 weeks in a row. This is absolutely unbelievable before we hibernate for a while. We'll get super fat. Dan, hello, buddy. How are you?
What's up, sweet tits? I'm great. I'm great. Another glorious day.
Yes.
For the Bears.
Yes.
We find out who they're playing, where they're playing, how they're playing, which way they're playing. Mm-hmm. They're playing with themselves. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't. I maybe have not even looked at the schedule. I have no idea.
That's possible. And Dan, I have a surprise for you and our audience. I only know the spoilers from this morning. I haven't looked yet either, buddy.
This is great.
Yeah. We are going to raw dog it all the way home. Around the bend, buddy. Dan's taking care of all 14 of his kids all by himself. He's already drunk. Zerdike, see you in the next segment.
I'm eating pizza.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're the pride and joy of Illinois, Chicago Bears, Bear Down.
Hey, hey, fucking legend, man. Fuck the Bears. You fuck.
Boing, 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 boing.
Oh, baby, the 2023 schedule is out, much to Dan and my surprise, as we mentioned in the intro. We may have heard a spoiler or two early today, but we're about to jump into this lovely schedule for the first time all the way through. Dan, I'm pumped. I just Googled 2023 Chicago Bears schedule. I just pulled something up, but I've not looked yet. I dare you to do the same.
Nope.
And
I'm going to watch you. I'm going to let you tell me and walk me through it.
Okay. All right. I like it. Let's go through it. Let's predict wins and losses like we do every year. I know everybody is dying to hear our opinions on what is going on here. So week one, I can confirm the rumors that we heard earlier today. I'm sure you heard it too.
Yep.
Bears hosting Green Bay Packers Sunday, September 10th. Soldier Field, 3:25 p.m. Holy shit. That is awesome. Do you agree?
Yeah, yes. Fucking awesome they were playing the Packers. Kind of wish it was at noon. The mid-boner game or whatever we call it. Not always my favorite, but just amazing. I did hear the Packers playing like a ton of primetime games. That was the speculation early. Was that pre-Rodgers trade? Like, why would they do that?
I don't think so, yeah. And I cannot confirm that.
Okay.
I'm sure our audience can by this point. I'd heard that they were going to get like six games, and I don't know if that came to be.
That can't be true. That can't be true.
That'd be weird. That'd be super weird. Yeah, I wouldn't want that if I were a Kansas City fan. Like, that's a too much. Super weird, but I love that the Jordan Love era starts at Soldier Field. We have a full off season now to prepare just for one game, because that's how it works. We're just only going to prep for the Packers. That's fantastic. I did see something, early spoiler too. I didn't see it on DraftKings, but I saw a tweet that said the Bears were 1-point favorites. Early odds are Bears -1. Do you have something?
I just looked it up, and that's funny. When the rumors were coming out today, I heard the Bears rumor. I looked on DraftKings just to see if they had a line, and they had lines for a lot of games that hadn't been announced yet, but Bears was not one of them.
Okay.
They're 2.5-point favorites right now, the Bears.
Ooh.
I mean, weird times all around. When was the last time we were favored against the Packers? Just in general, it had to have been. I think it was probably. Well, I get a little PTSD from opening up with the Packers from 2019. It was just an awful game all around that Thursday night. I think we kicked the season off, right? Wasn't that the 100-year anniversary? And just an awful game for both teams. And we ended up obviously losing that game. We may have been slight favorites in that game. I doubt it. It can't be, but it's, just gross. So I'm a little, I don't know. How long will we do this? And maybe I'm speaking for myself, where I'm still going to be scared of the Packers. I think I need to see them kick the shit out of Jordan Love and then before I get over it. But up until that point, I'm going to be a little nervous.
Yeah, and I think that's a good place to be. I want to be super cocky about it, and then I feel myself pulling myself back, like restraining and saying, we have not had a good run against the Packers in our adult lives. So let's not be those Bears fans that are just going to talk a whole bunch of shit. Let's see it first. And if week one, if we win even on a fluke, it is yaya time and we have arrived and there will be so much shit being talked. But I'm going to hold – I want you to hold me accountable, Dan. If you see me getting chirpy about that game specifically, say, calm down, buddy. Calm down. Let's wait until September 10th.
I don't think I can do that. I think I'm going to let you – I'm going to let you roll with that one because it's more fun to watch. I love watching the world burn, even if it's a zero doinks world. Did you say it's yaya time?
I did.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing you say?
I don't. It felt weird out of my mouth. Like, what is it? Does that mean? Does that mean like
I think that's
Mario's
grandma.
Overalls?
I think that's grandma in Greek. Yaya. I think that's what they call their grandmas. I was like, ooh,
Bill's going to Santorini to fuck an old lady. It's yaya time. Oppa, spaghetti.
Poof. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm gonna go with it. I am not Greek. I'm not Orthodox Greek. I am barely Catholic. All right, let's look at.
Hold on a second. Are we gonna pick a winner here?
Absolutely. Sorry, I got excited because I
it's yaya time.
It's a yaya time. Yeah, we got to pick a game. You go first.
We're winning this game. The Jordan Love era ends. It starts off very poorly. We don't have a pass rush. That would be nice. No, I think this is going to be we're going to win. It's going to be at least a 10-point win, and then the media is going to go fucking crazy. I don't know what the next game is, but that week in between week one and week two is going to be erotic, and expectations will be sky high, and we'll probably because Green Bay very well could be dog shit, and we'll be like 17-0 is on the table. This is what we're going to do, but I'm going to say win week one. What do you say, Bill?
Dan, I am definitely not going Oppo, and I'm not going Yaya. It is Bears 35, Packers 24.
Oh.
It's a high-scoring game. Justin Fields just goes fucking apeshit. He's sick of it. He's sick of all the bullshit on Twitter, people calling him a running back. It's really just Packers fans, Vikings fans, and Lions fans saying that, let's be honest. It's going to be great. Jordan Love has two picks and doesn't look very good. And we talk a lot of shit. 35-24.
Hammer the over. Hammer the over. Mm-hmm. The over-under is 44. So, crush that over. So, good. Yep. We're on the board. We got to win.
We're both on the board. 1-0 going into week two. Surprise, surprise to both of us. The Bears are visiting Tampa, not Tampa Bay, on Sunday, the 17th of September. It's a nooner. Okay. No Tom Brady. Who's their quarterback? Who is their quarterback? It's a football podcast.
I want to say. hold on. Oh, my God. How do we not know this? Aren't they taking a flyer on a rookie? Not a rookie, but someone who.
The draft guy from Florida.
It's someone we know. Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's listed as a starter. Kyle Trask. That's who I was trying to think of.
That's the
I thought they were going Kyle Trask. So,
okay.
Oh boy, Baker Mayfield, Kyle Trask. That's going to be a battle for the ages.
Wow.
Oh man, noon game. So it's gonna be a little toasty. What's the date on that? When do we start? When's the first game? What day?
September 10th. September 10th, oh, okay. Sunday. So yeah, playing two Sundays in a row. 17th of September in the Bay of Tampa. I'm picking a Bears win. I think Tampa's going to be absolute trash this year. I think it's going to be ugly. First road game of the year. You know, we're flying a little too high after Green Bay, but we do just enough to win. I'm saying 17-13. It's ugly, okay. But it's effective. All right. Just like
so,
you did.
I have a feeling we might be slight dogs on the road. Man, Baker Mayfield just doesn't scare me. Neither does Kyle Trask. They're in rebuild mode, right? I don't think
full blown
rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're still also probably in the middle of a rebuild as well. Probably a little further ahead. Let's go win. Why not? It's just more fun. We're gonna go win. Bears are 2-0. Now we're getting the engines really revving. We're like, okay, how much are Super Bowl tickets? What's the travel like? Vegas? Is it Vegas this? No.
I don't know.
I feel like there's one in Vegas coming up, and if the Bears somehow make it to Vegas for the Super Bowl, shout out Jordan Doinks, who's there right now. Thanks for inviting me.
Cha-ching.
People will die.
Yeah.
There'll be many deaths.
Yeah, that's true. We'll be there for a live show. We promise. If that happens, that'll be fantastic.
Like we have promised that before. We have.
I think we have to. Okay, 2-0. We are going to week 3 on the road again. We can let's see, what do we got here? Okay, yeah. At Kansas City, Dan, week 3.
Oh, boy.
The 24th of September. 3:25, another mid game.
Okay.
Interesting. So the rumors of us playing them in Germany prove untrue. They are playing in Germany this year, I think, against the Dolphins or the Chiefs. Interesting. Any chance for an upset win here, Dan? What do you think?
Well, what are your thoughts on the rumor was that Kansas City put up a stink that they didn't want to play the Bears overseas? Is that purely because Bears fans travel well? I mean, I was trying to figure out, like, that's just a good game to have at home just because of the fans, but Kansas City fans fill that stadium. That's not – I don't know if that's a big revenue maker. I don't know what the reason would be because here's my week 3. We're going to get probably our ass kicked in Kansas City. I'm actually grateful it's not a night game, primetime game, so – it's gonna be ugly, especially that pass rush. We didn't get anybody that can rush on the defensive line. They can rush the passer. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes may eat us alive.
Yeah, I think he will. Yeah, I don't. That you're right. That logic makes no sense. I feel like Kansas City, like, there's never tickets available for home games. So why would they care? Are Bears fans gonna go to Kansas City to watch it on TV? And just tailgate? Like, that's stupid. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I feel like
I mean, I guess I guess Bears fans will probably pay a good amount of money in the secondary market, so that means they gotta get hotel rooms. They're probably pumping the economy a little bit around. I have no idea. Who knows if it's even true, but do you give a shit they're not playing in Germany? I feel like I don't really fucking care.
No, I feel bad for our European fans and eggs that they don't have an easy access or a game that they don't have to, like, watch on Monday morning, basically, with groggy eyes live. But no, outside of that, no, I don't want to wake up early to watch the Bears.
You have
this year I would.
Yeah. You have a loss, I assume, for week 3.
Yeah, I think it would be a little closer than it looks. I feel like the final score is going to be I feel like we're going
This is my favorite time of the year with you, Bell. You're always so optimistic, and I never know if you're joking or if you're all in. I feel like it's somewhere in between, but it's legitimately one of my favorite exercises ever.
I think we will. It's going to be a backdoor cover by them. We will lose by 10. They're going to be 7.5 point favorites.
Okay,
they'll get a cheap late touchdown. Right. Yeah, and I think it'll be 31-21. 31-21, okay. Chiefs. So that's probably gonna be right at the number. I don't know where it's gonna land.
So good. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. So yeah, you know, I think with that 3-game stretch, if we're 2-1 after 2 road games, I'd be feeling pretty good. That's for sure. But who awaits us in week 4? It's a surprise to both of us, Dan. The answer. The Denver Broncos, Russell Wilson, coming to Chicago on Sunday, October 1st at noon. That's good for Dan. He won't be too drunk by noon. It's hard to say. Interesting. Are the Broncos going to be any good? Sean Payton, welcome back, yeah. Buddy.
They can't be much worse, I wouldn't think. Why don't you give me your prediction first? I feel like I went first last time. I'm curious where Bill lies on the Denver Broncos.
Okay. Absolute shootout. This is another hump the over situation. It's at home. Maybe there's a trend developing here. Justin Fields is feeling super comfy. Bears win 42-28. It's going to be awesome. I think the Broncos are going to absolutely suck eggs again. I think Russell Wilson is cooked.
Okay. I disagree. I think the Broncos are actually going to be better. I think Sean Payton is a much better coach than Nathaniel Hackett, right? Was that who was there?
Mm-hmm.
Awful name.
Yep.
I think we're going to lose this game. I think we're going to be hurting a little bit, stumbling out of Kansas City from, I think we're getting blown out there. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think we lose at home to Russell Wilson. The supporting staff around him, I don't know what they've done in the offseason, if they've gotten more talent. That defense was pretty solid last year for Denver, which is so goddamn frustrating as a fan. You're like, oh, we finally got our quarterback set with a good defense. Oh, shit. Russell Wilson, he might be done forever, but I have a loss. I have the Bears at 2-2 at this point.
Okay. I think that's okay. And Rick Fieldsman, I know you're listening intently on your way back from Florida, where I believe you were there probably to purchase a boat, I'm guessing, to live. not like a yacht, let's be honest. You don't have that many winnings. Don't worry, Rick. Dan and I will, after we're going through the schedule, we will pick a game that we are going to go to at home together with Coach Cuse and yourself. Okay. Are we ready for week 5? This one's not a surprise if you saw the spoilers earlier today, Dan.
Did not.
This is
I have no idea.
First primetime game. So we have a short week. We are going to the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., to play the Commanders? Yes. Thursday, October 5th, 7:15 kick, I assume. Amazon Prime has all the Thursday games. Didn't look it up. Man, I don't like it. It is hilarious that we're back-to-back years against Washington on Thursday night. That's super funny. I assume Sam Howell is going to be their starting quarterback. Kind of weird, but probably not that much worse than Carson Wentz. I might surprise you here, Dan, a little bit. I smell a loss. I smell an ugly game, good defense in Washington. Low-scoring, ugly, short week. We just kicked the Broncos' ass. We're 3-1 going into the game. It's time for a little humbling. We'll be 3-2. We lose 17-13, just like the Tampa Bay game that we won. We won that one though. Dan, what about you?
Yeah, so I'm looking at the depth chart for the Commanders. Sam Howell's their starter. Jacoby Brissett is their second stringer, and Jake Fromm is third. That's a rough quarterback room right there. The rest of the roster is actually not terrible, but Charles Leno is their left tackle. So I don't. Oh boy, Thursday night again for the Commanders and Bears. Why are we doing that, NFL? Yeah, I got them losing. I think we lose this one as well. I think it's just going to be an ugly game off a short week. I have the Bears losing against Denver. I think I have us on a mini losing streak here, three games. But, yeah, I think it's a loss. I think it's a loss.
Okay. Okay. The question is, can we stop the bleeding with that extra mini bye that we are going to get out of the Thursday night game into week six? As you remember last year, it was a positive. Give Eberflus a little extra time, and he is going to kick your ass. Yep. Will he do it week six? Going back home, here come the Vikings, Kirk Cousins, for a noon game on the 15th of October. Interesting. So divisional game, second divisional game of the year, first game against Minnesota, the defending NFC North champs. What do you think there, Dan?
I think Minnesota is going to absolutely stink this year. I think what their expectations last year, their negative point differential, I think it's all going to come out this year. Cousins has got to be getting up there in age. This is the year when Justin Jefferson requests a trade. He's officially going to ask to be out of that motherfucking place. I have the Bears winning. I have the Bears stopping their slide here, winning at home. Kirk Cousins is going to buckle like a little bitch, even though he's noon. What's his name? Like, he's amazing at the noon hour. Everywhere else, he sucks. Mm-hmm. Bears win. Bears win by four.
Okay. It sounds like a thrashing that you were describing. So you would have them now at 3-3 after six games. I will have them at 4-2 after six games. Ooh. After a victory. Yeah, the new nightmare, as Kirk Cousins is known
there
as. He will fall way short because our defense has a little extra time to recover from, you know, Sam Howell, I guess. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I think it's easy. I think very similar to the Green Bay game. This will be 35-24. We're in the 30s for the fourth time this season already. That's fantastic. Luke Getsy, get that resume going, buddy. You may be a head coach next year at this pace. 4-2 going into week 7. Do you want to know who the opponent is?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Okay.
Is it a bye?
It is not a bye. It's another home game. It's another noon game. Also good for Dan. Dan's excited.
Yep.
And it is the return of Davante Adams. The Raiders coming to town on October 22nd. Interesting. So no Derek Carr. Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy G returns, the native son. I'll take this one first because you did the last one. This is a toss-up. I feel like the Raiders are not going to be great. They're going to be like that perfect middle team, right? Uh-huh. Pretty mediocre. I think we win, but it's way closer than you'd expect. Bears 35, Raiders 24.
So great. They have Jakobi Meyers on their roster now as well. So they've Davante Adams, Jakobi Meyers. I mean, remember how long I felt like we were talking like, oh, he's the number one free agent out there. And I believe, wasn't he the one who threw the terrible lateral pass in Las Vegas? And now he's on the team. They were like, we got to have that guy.
Yeah.
Get him on our squad. Mm-hmm. The starting right guard is Alex Bars. Isn't that ex-Bear Alex Bars?
Notre Dame.
That's a weird move. I'm with you. This seems like two kind of mediocre teams. They match up kind of well. Jimmy G still hurt, right? Didn't he have like a pretty serious injury last year that may carry over for a little bit? Looks like Brian Hoyer is the second string quarterback. I forgot the Raiders picked up that Michael Mayer, that tight end from Notre Dame. He might be pretty awesome. Jesper Horsted, four string guy as well. This is great looking at these rosters. I recognize these guys.
There you go.
Give me a win for the Bears.
Yes.
Just give me a win for the Bears. I feel like the Raiders are going to stink on the road this year.
Okay.
I'm not sure what to how to back that up, but I feel like Josh McDaniel's a bad coach. Bears at home. Give me a win, baby.
Okay. That is wonderful. You now have them back over 500 at 4-3. They are 5-2 on my ledger going into week 8. Oh, baby, it is another primetime game. This time, a Sunday night affair, 7:20 p.m. Sunday, October 29th, on the road at the L.A. Chargers. That is a sexy game. Oh, man, yeah, time over here. Oh, shit. That's pretty sweet. I like that a lot. Khalil Mack can get a little revenge. I don't like that. Man. You go first.
Okay. I have a loss for the Bears. I don't like that Sunday night time on the road. I know how many I'm curious to see how many primetime games we have and if any of them will actually be at home. It would be weird if they were all on the road. The Chargers are always frisky, and I feel like the expectations for them are going to be pretty high this coming year after losing to fucking Jacksonville in the playoffs last year in pretty terrible fashion. I think they're going to be pretty good at home. I get the Bears losing that game, Bill. I get them losing 34-27. I forgot the second part of your score.
I like it. I don't like the result, but I like where your head's at in terms of the score. I don't see a win here either. I don't. I see a 5-3 record after 8 games. I think it's going to be weird. I think we're going to be pumped all day. There's going to be overs humped left and right. But I think the end result is 17-13.
Okay. And
I think we hang in there, but we just can't get it done at the end. 17-13. You now have them at 4-4. That's, you know what? It's a hell of a start. Almost halfway through the season as we go into week 9, again on the road. It's Sunday. It's noon. It's now November. It is the 5th. Get excited, everybody. We are going to go shove our faces with some beignets in New Orleans. The Saints are not marching in. I think we win. I think the Saints are going to be trash. I think Derek Carr is there. He's certainly better than what they had last year. I already regret this pick. But
yeah, you're not allowed to change it, Bill.
I know, no.
We're very strict here on Zero Doinks.
Yeah.
You took your hand off the piece. It means it stays.
That's right. We win. We win. We owe them. I still feel like... that playoff game. I don't think we have anybody on the roster still from that playoff loss. I hope we don't. Well, actually, Cody Whitehair, probably. And Eddie Jackson. Yeah. So they're going to get... Actually, Cole Kmet. That was his rookie year. He had a stupid penalty. I remember that. So they're going to give... those are your three captains going into this game. And they're going to inspire the troops. You do not want to see Justin Fields back in the Superdome. I think that's where he had an unbelievable game in the college football playoff, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, it's yaya time, baby. It's 35-24 all over again. We are 6-3. What about you, buddy?
Yeah, you know, I think I had us leaning towards a loss until you mentioned Fields' college career Superdome. Superdome? Yeah. Is that what it's called?
That's at least what it used to be called. I don't know. Mercedes-Benz, I think it is now.
What was the one? Silverdome. I'm getting mixed up. Silverdome. Mm-hmm. That was in Detroit. I'm so dumb.
It's okay.
Derek Carr doesn't scare me. I'm looking at their depth chart, the Saints. Taysom Hill is currently listed as a third string tight end and the fourth string quarterback.
What?
I mean, I got to pick the Bears to win just based off my hate for Taysom Hill. I can't let that asshole win. So, yeah, I got a Bears win. I got them winning 17-13.
That's beautiful. That is a very creative score. I appreciate that an awful lot. You now have them 5-4. I have the Bears at 6-3. As we
are, we idiots, Bill. Can we take a pause just to talk about whether we're idiots or not? I mean, I think most people think we're still going to be a bottom like 5 team, I think, in the league. Yet we somehow have them fucking in playoff play position halfway through the season.
I think we're under the radar. I think we're America's darling, and I'm talking about you specifically, Dan.
Oh, thank you.
I think that you're welcome. Vegas had the over under 7.5 wins. So shockingly, I'm not there yet. I'm close. I'm very, very close. We'll see. It's the NFL.
Okay.
If JF1 takes that leap, baby, who knows what can happen. But we're probably idiots. Week 10 is arriving. Another short week. Interesting. Going back home for a primetime game. First primetime game of the year. Yes, teams are allowed to have multiple Thursday night games this year. This is one of them.
Weird.
Bryce Young and the Panthers are visiting Chicago on Thursday, November 9th, 7:15, of course, back on Prime. That's an interesting one. I want you to go first.
Another Thursday night game. Like, is this two Thursday night games in the season? I don't love that. I'm not a fan of that. I do like that this is a short week on a home game playing the Panthers. If there's a team you want to play in that spot, it's probably the Panthers are right there. I'd say this is a candidate for the Rick Fieldsman shows up to a game. We repeat the Commanders game last year. You, me, and Coach Cuse and Rick all go to the game. This feels like that game this year. Bill, go ahead.
I just need to pierce that balloon on early, unfortunately. Kristen Doink's birthday. God damn it.
All right. Nope. No biggie.
No, it's a biggie. I'm very angry at the day of her birth right now.
That's fair. I get it. You're a good husband. we have options. We could go without you or we could pick another game. I think I'm 50-50 at this point on what to do there. But that's all we're talking about right now. We're talking about the Bears. I have them winning Thursday night football week 10 at home against the Panthers. Will Bryce Young, he'll probably be benched at that point.
Yeah, definitely. He'll definitely be injured at the very least. That's beautiful. Yeah, we're going to win. I think it's going to be a little closer than people think. I think the Panthers are going to be slightly better than we would want them to be. But I still see this as just kind of your classic back and forth. Bears win 42-24.
Just a few notes about the depth chart for the Panthers. Obviously, Bryce Young is QB1. Andy Dalton is second. Andy Dalton finding himself again in a spot where he signs with the team. And then, not that there was a mystery there with the Panthers especially, but now he's mentoring another guy. Miles Sanders is there. Adam Thielen, DJ Chark. There's a fourth string left guard, Michael Jordan.
Oh.
I mean, he lives in Charlotte, doesn't he? I mean, is that the Michael Jordan? Are we like, is that a requirement for that state that every team carry a spot for Michael Jordan?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I think it's in the Constitution, in fact. Okay.
Carolina Constitution or America?
No, I think Susan B. Anthony put it on there.
Boy, talk about one hot yaya. Am I right?
Wow. Ooh, pop that leather looking. What? That's not even a dress. I don't even know. A blouse? No. What do they call them? We don't know. Smocks?
What are you talking? An apron? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about sweaty female wardrobes for 500, Alex. It's-a me, Mario. I feel like he'd go back in time for Susan B. Anthony, wouldn't he?
Oh, it's-a me, Mario. I'm going to show you my spaghetti.
Well, I can't wait for you, Coach Cuse, and Rick Fieldsman to have fun without me and send me a lot of selfies and smoke a lot of Juliet's in the parking lot. I'm already jealous.
It's off the table. It's not going to happen. I'm just calling it right now. That's not the game. Yeah.
Okay. The good news is another long mini bye. So that's fantastic. Nice. Going into week 11. Our actual bye week has not arrived, and it's not going to arrive quite yet. We do go on the road. That's okay. Plenty of time. First game against your favorite team, the Detroit Lions. It's a nooner. It is the 19th of November. Yes, November. Wow. You go first.
Whew. I don't respect the Lions. I'm still annoyed that Bears fans all became Lions fans last year. That's very well documented if you listen to the show. I think Jared Goff just doesn't scare me. I think last year was a fluke. I think they'd come back down to earth. They go back to the Lions. There's going to be a lot of talk. Is Dan Campbell on the hot seat at this point in the season? But I have the Bears losing on the road. Yeah. I think we have a close loss. I think we lose 17 to 13.
Okay. I think that it's reasonable. That's thinking with your mind, not your penis.
Yeah.
And I think that's smart. I have been going back and forth for the last 2 minutes since you are kind of teasing us a little bit of pleasing and teasing. I wasn't sure which way you were going.
Look at my nipples.
Poof, poof. I also have us with a loss. I do. I think the Lions are going to get us once this year. This is where it's going to happen. Surprising after a mini bye and Eberflus being 1-0 after those 2-0 according to our schedule here. But yeah, a loss. I think it's going to be 17-13, and we will now be 7-4. You have us at 6-5.
Yep. Okay. Good. I feel good about that.
Fair. Week 12 arrives quickly. Monday night, prime time. It's on the road, Dan. I don't know if that makes you happy or sad as a season ticket holder.
Happy.
Okay, that's good. We are completing the season series against the Minnesota Vikings Monday, November 27th. I'm guessing that's a Monday after Thanksgiving, if I understand calendars. That's interesting. Kirk Cousins, night game, but it is in his home stadium. I'll go first this time. I think we beat the fuck out of them. I think we sweep the season series against them. I think, like you said, the regression that they are going to suffer from all the luck they had last year with that point differential that was very negative going into the playoffs. And I think they obviously have a few good pieces. Kirk Cousins is not as bad as I like to think that he is, but he's certainly not going to be good enough on Monday night. After Thanksgiving, I mean, he probably does some weird pagan shit where he probably doesn't even eat for like 3 days. So, Bears win, 35-24. What about you? This is going to be a tough one for you. You're a gopher at heart. So this is like your hometown.
Yeah. Oh no. Fuck the Vikings. Come on. Knock it off. I think I'll stick with it. I think the Vikings are going to be trash. I think at this point, it'll be Nick Mullins' team at this point, and he will be the quarterback of the future for the Vikings. God, Monday Night Football, Kirk Cousins. Nope, not doing it. Bears win. Bears win Monday Night Football. Holy shit, 4 primetime. I mean, this Justin Fields is he's the star, right? Like, they clearly want to get him on TV because he's an electric player. Let's just hope he can fucking keep it up. He definitely shouldn't be running as much this year, but no. I mean, it makes sense that they would throw the Bears on primetime this much. A little weird that it's not split evenly, like one home primetime game as compared to 3 road games. That's a little odd, but whatever. Bears win though.
Yeah. Bears win. You have them at 7-5. I have them at 8-4 going into a week 13 bye week after the Monday night game. So, yep, that's a definite win. Most years, I think we have the bye at -2.5. So that's fantastic. This year's different. Good time to have a bye, I would say, at week 13. So you got 5 games left.
Yep.
You're coming off a Monday night game, so you don't have a short week. That's fantastic. Thank you, Roger Goodell, for giving us a break. Week 14, we come back at home at noon. It's December. It is the 10th. It's a Sunday. It is Detroit again. 2 out of 3 games playing the Lions. It's time to exact some revenge, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that's a real quick turnaround playing the Lions. Don't totally understand that. Am I going first again? Does it matter? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bears win. Bears win at home. Dan Campbell, I know you're popular on this show. You're a multi-cock recipient,
yeah.
But go fuck yourself. Bears win. I'm going to say 35-24.
Very well thought out. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to surprise you a little bit, Dan. I think the Lions they're going to be up at halftime by 1 point because Cairo Santos misses an extra point after an incredible play by Justin Fields because he always seems to do that. But second half, we come out rocking, rolling, and ripping. We win 49-14. It is we are sending a message to the NFC North. I think we take the lead. We'll be 9-4 after this game. So I think this is a battle for first place, and we rise to the occasion.
Like, I love it. That's a lot of second half points. No matter how you shake it, we're down 1 at half, and then we end up hanging 49-14. Whoa, mm-hmm. That's an offensive explosion can only be found in downtown Mykonos during Yaya Week.
Give me some spanakopita and your underpants in my mouth.
Oh, Grandma. Boy. Is this Saganaki hot or is it my blouse? It's Yaya Week.
Oppa! Yeah, we need to go to Greece. When's the NFL going to Greece? I'd love to be there.
Not soon enough.
Speaking of tropical places to visit, week 15 is Grease Tank's home, Cleveland, Ohio. This is weird. On the image that I'm looking at on the interwebs, they do not have a date for the game. To be determined.
What?
Why would that be? What? This is on the Bears website. Huh?
I have, you talking about time?
Day and time.
I'm looking at ESPN. It says Sunday, December 17th, but the time says TBD.
Well, I think somebody in the graphics department may have fucked up. Okay, so it's Sunday. It's a week before
Christmas.
Is this
like a weird flex week? I feel like the schedule's getting weird now because of the different TV setups. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Yeah, it's super weird. I see a little thing at the bottom of this graphic. Shout out to the media department for the Chicago Bears. The image that they have is a Mr. Beef's deli menu that has the schedule on it. Pretty great. Pretty great.
Okay.
Huge respect. The to be determined, though, on the date, I feel like was a mess, though, if you're saying that at least the 17th was picked. Because, they can. So you can flex it, though, after week 5. That's already flex time. So, man, NFL, Jesus Christ, there. So, you know, most of these non-primetime games, some of those home games may flip for you, buddy. So hang on to your pants. At Cleveland, so let's assume it's a noon game. It feels like a noon game on the 17th. Right?
Knock it off. Yeah, of course it's a noon game. Yeah.
Cleveland, so Deshaun Watson, assuming he's not back. And he was never in prison, I guess, was he? I'm not even sure. Should have been. I think we get some revenge. That's the site of Justin Fields' worst road game for sure. During his rookie year when Matt Nagy completely abandoned him. It's a win. It's not going to be pretty, but I think it kind of wraps up with a 35-24 road victory. And that is 10 wins if you're keeping track at home. 10-4. The Bears are fighting for the number one seed in the NFC. Dan, what do you think?
I think – I don't know.
It's a weird.
I have a feeling it's going to be just like you said. It's going to be another weird one. For some reason, we're going to start this narrative that Justin Fields can't play well in Ohio, even though he's an Ohio guy. After this game, I got us losing this game. Just feels off. There's no time. The Bears don't even know what time to show up, what date. So they're going to be real thrown off being on the road for a game they don't know whether it'll start at noon, 3 o'clock, midnight. It'll start the next day. They have no idea. That's going to mess them up. I have a loss, 17-13.
Okay. Too bad, but I get it. You have the Bears now at 8-6. Your logic is flawless. I have some good news and bad news about week 16. Which one do you want first?
Good news.
Good news is we're playing the Arizona Cardinals. Bad news is it's at home, which normally wouldn't be bad news, but it's Christmas Eve, 3:25 p.m.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, Bears. Come on,
Jesus
NFL.
Jesus Christ. So put those on StubHub right now, Dan.
Oh.
That sucks.
Just gross. That's
Who's really going to be able to watch it? I know. What the fuck?
2 years was because Buffalo was that Christmas Eve last year?
Yes. Yes. Or day. What are we either way, I don't even
Christmas
know.
Christmas Day, one of the. What are we doing? What are we doing? Yeah, I'm not going to pretend like I'm going to that game. Hit me up if you want tickets.
Okay. At Gopher Bones, everybody. Make your best offer. That's
except for you, Jacob Ifante. You are banned from buying my tickets because you clearly want to fight and you're going to get me to lose my tickets, you fucker.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's a really good point. Yeah, that's so stupid because we're fighting for a playoff spot at this point. There's going to be a lot of Bears fans that can't make it. A lot of middle-aged dads like us that obviously have our schedules completely filled that afternoon and evening. Like, Jesus Christ, Roger Goodell. What the fuck? Maybe they'll get flexed. I don't know where and how, but maybe it'll get flexed to Saturday the 23rd.
Did you say it's a 3:30 game as well?
Yeah, it's 3:25.
What the fuck?
I know, right? It's just like noon would give people a chance, right? It'd give people a chance to go. And maybe not you, but definitely wouldn't be me either. You're really fucking over Bears fans with this one.
Why not just make it like Christmas morning? Like just make it at like 8 a.m. on Christmas morning just so nobody can go. Unless you, it's fucking ridiculous. Just stop it, NFL. I feel like they're doing this intentionally, not Bears, you know.
Yeah.
Just like, we do what we want. We're bigger than Jesus. We're bigger than Jesus right now. Fuck it. We'll play on Easter. You want us to play on Easter? It's not even in season, but we'll fucking do it. Don't care. We'll hold the draft on Easter Sunday, and we'll start it early, and we'll do it all day. And then when he is risen, we'll do it again. Round 7. See who gets more ratings, Jesus or the NFL?
I'd watch it. I
would too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. I guess they know what they're doing. Bears win in front of a crowd of 20,000 on Christmas Eve. It's going to be super cold. Arizona's not going to know what to do. Kyler Murray, I just saw a headline that he's still not healthy. That's not good.
He might not play the whole year, right?
Holy shit, is that true? That would be unbelievable.
Because he got hurt late-ish and he blew out his knee. I thought I'd heard on the radio that he may miss most, if not all, the whole season.
Wow. That'd be a disaster. Do we know who would be their quarterback?
Colt McCoy.
Is that true?
I just looked it up. Even he's listed as questionable right now as well. The third stringer is Clayton Toon. Who the hell is that?
University of Houston. I put some money on him a decent amount this past
year. Is he a rookie?
Yeah, he's a rookie.
He's all right?
That's fine. I'd be fine playing against him. That'd be great.
Okay. And then the fourth stringer is David Blau, old Purdue guy.
Mm-hmm. He was a Bear briefly last year, wasn't he? Didn't he play for us? He might have got a few snaps.
Is that right?
I'm not clear. That was during the foggy end of the season that it was just miserable. We win. We don't care that much, you know, as fans. We do. We care about the game, but we care about Christ and our family. We don't care about Christ.
David Blau. David Blau was not on the Bears, for the record.
Oh, no.
He was on Detroit for 3 years, and he was on Arizona last year.
Okay. Shit, who am I thinking? I feel like there was a Detroit practice squad type quarterback that ended up on the Bears for a week last year. I'll have to figure that out. That's stupid. Anyway, Bears win. I just blasphemed Jesus again, but who cares?
That's what you do.
Yeah, it's what I do. It's my brand. 55-3. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. I'm winning 35-24.
Okay.
Ooh,
Nine wins, so you're obviously going to hump the over on DraftKings. I'm way over now at 11-4. There are two games left.
You got to fight for a one seed.
Yep, absolutely. Last home game coming up week 17, Sunday. It is New Year's Eve. Not as exciting as old people. It's
what
a noon
fuck?
Game.
We got two game. Home games. We got a Christmas Eve and a New Year's Eve game. The last
both
two of the year.
Home.
What in the
both
absolute fuck, NFL? What the fuck? Just send this game overseas. Just get it over there. Like, just push it overseas. This is ridiculous. Play it.
Yeah.
Play it in fucking Thailand. Who gives a shit? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I had to get that out. That's outrageous.
No, that's fine. I know. No, you're. That's two less games that we can put in the Rick Fieldsman Coach Q's category. So I'm very pissed about it as well. Falcons noon. Fighting for the playoffs, if not the number one seed. What do you have the Bears doing in this game?
Okay, so Falcons, what do we think about them? They're
rookie-ish quarterback, right?
Ritter. Tyler Heinicke is a second stringer there. Mm. He scares me more than Desmond Ritter.
Yeah.
Bijan Robinson, he's scary. Is Kyle Pitts ever going to be good? He feels like he should be. Drake London. They have kind of a frisky-looking roster. We're winning at home.
Okay.
We're winning. Okay. It's going to be cold. Bijan Robinson's never played in the cold weather before. Haven't looked that up. Don't even know where he's from. I assume it's Texas. He's going to buckle under the pressure with our linebacking core. That's a win for the Bears.
I'm with you. I have with a win against Atlanta, I now have them winning 7 of 8. And being 12-4, the Falcons might as well not show up. And they might not on New Year's Eve. They may have partied their butts off on Saturday nights when they arrive. Yeah, easy win. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Our guy, Johnson, wants to show Bijan Robinson. I'm going to fuck that up all year. He's going to outperform Bijan. It's going to be
good
awesome.
Call.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Bears, after scoring 55 in week 16, they nearly double that, and they score 63-13. We'll give Falcons 13. Final game of the year.
Hold on a second.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rashawn Johnson, by the way, I've talked myself all the way in on him.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like if he were not playing behind the greatest running back in maybe the history of college football, as he was built up to be just before the draft, he would start on like every other team in the country. So I've convinced myself that we've just absolutely got the steal of the draft with him. He's currently listed third on our depth chart. No way that should happen. He's going to be the starter by that time in the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I think way before that, right? And, you know, I think Dante Foreman, he's pretty good, but perfect, you know, situational type guy. Khalil Herbert can't block anybody, as we've talked about a lot of times. That's going to get his ass benched at some point. Yeah, absolutely. Johnson is our man. He's going to lead us to the playoffs this year, which will begin after this final regular season game, which is at Green Bay. We, according to this this beef menu, still, the date and the time is TBD for week 18
what?
At Green Bay. I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's stupid. Roger Goodell, go fuck yourself. I'm sure ESPN has an actual date, though. It's got to be Sunday. I think they finish I don't think there's a Monday night game that last week. So I think
no, it usually isn't. Is Sunday, right? January 7th, according to ESPN, okay, at Green Bay, but time is TBD.
I think it's a loss.
I think it's a loss. I'm just going to jump in with you. It's a loss. We're resting our starters for the playoffs.
Yep.
Meaningless game.
Yep. That's exactly where my mind was going. Jordan Love has been benched by this point. It's Sam Clifford season. And with that win, Green Bay cost themselves the number one pick in the draft. So it's perfect. It's absolutely tremendous. We finish a resounding 12-5. We win the NFC North. We do not get the number one seed, but we are very well positioned and seeded in our return to the playoffs. You have us at 10-7. Do you think that'd be enough to get a wild card berth or a divisional crown? What do you think?
Wild card, for sure. Yeah, I think 10 wins is enough. I think 10 wins is enough to get us there. Do I really believe they're going to get 10 wins? Probably not, but it's fun, you know, May 11th. Mm-hmm. To say
they're fucking set, baby. They're set. They're gonna win 10 plus games and they're going to Super Bowl, which I did confirm is in Las Vegas. So bad for everyone. I mean, how insane is that gonna be?
Ooh, that is gonna be it is. I was there for a All-Star weekend once, and it was
a free-for-all, wasn't it?
Holy shit, yes. It was a lawless city. I can't imagine what it would be for a Super Bowl. We'll be there. We'll be live streaming. Mm-hmm. And
Radio Row. Time,
yep, Radio Row, absolutely. Next to Mike Francesca. Seska? I don't even know how to say his name.
I don't know.
Who cares? It's going to be a great year. I love it. God, I love when the schedule comes out. Okay, so let's look at these home games, and let's try to give Rick like our top two or three options that might be realistic. I mean, I'd love to say, hey, let's all go to the Green Bay game, but
that's not going to happen.
No, nope. That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Absolutely not. Second option there would be Broncos December 1st, nooner. Not bad. It depends, obviously, on your, you know, I know you share two seats, so that's part of the equation here.
Yeah,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beasel, by the way, is getting two new knees this fall.
Ooh.
Just as a wild card being thrown out there. So she's going to be on the IR for a bit. What, Bill, hit me with week 7. What date are we talking about there?
It's an interesting one. So weather shouldn't be too terrible, I wouldn't think. That is October 22nd. Not bad.
I think that might be my top pick.
Mm-hmm. I was eyeing that one too. Kind of an interesting opponent.
Yep.
Noon game, unless it gets flexed to Sunday night, which would be very funny. Also, yeah, I like it. What is the week 7 Sunday night game that there could be a flex situation already? Let's take a look.
Bill, come on. They're not flexing Raiders
it's
Bears.
Happening.
Come on, Bill.
It's happening.
It's not happening.
Sunday night game. It's happening. I'm telling you, it's absolutely happening. Week 7 schedule. This is very exciting for our listeners. I don't care about 2022. God damn it. Somebody slip into my DMs. All right, so let's assume it's a noon. Yeah, I think no matter what time the game is, that sounds fantastic. It's far enough away from Halloween that won't be a familial issue for any of us. Okay.
Bill, hold on. I got an answer
for
you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sunday night is Miami at Philly. It's not getting flexed.
Oh, no. No.
Mm-mm. Not getting flexed.
No chance. Damn it.
So you don't have to worry about that.
So, but it'd be like Bucks Saints or some, you know, some stupid like that. God damn it. It's disappointing.
Like we're not a bottom half team.
You gotta tell that to Jeffrey Bezos. He wants us twice.
Give me the Bears. I need to see Justin Fields on my television as many times as possible.
This Amazon. So it's all right. So YouTube is now. That's happening this year. YouTube, yep. You can get all the NFL games. Amazon, is there another carrier? Are there going to be games on Apple, or am I making that up? Is that just baseball?
I don't know about Apple. I did see a headline mid-afternoon that said Peacock gets one game, which that sucks for everybody. Who the fuck has Peacock? I don't.
I have Peacock.
Oh. I apologize for insulting you.
You're the worst Everton fan ever. That's how you watch most of their games, asshole.
Yeah. Well, guilty as charged.
I'm just kidding. I do a peacock, and I am a peacock.
You really are. Strutting your stuff. Yeah.
Is that the greatest name for an animal, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be up there. Who named it, and how hard were they laughing when they named it?
Yeah, it is. It's up there. It's second, though, behind Cornish hen.
Yeah, good point. Did we ever determine if they have knees? Or are we still unsure?
Still unsure. Afraid to Google it. Do not want those images in my brain.
We need to bring a live Cornish hen on this podcast.
We do. We do.
Who's doing that, me or you?
I think Rick. Rick seems like next time we have him live, I think Rick's a guy that knows his way around a farm.
Yeah.
Are they at farms?
I think they're wild animals. Mm-hmm. I think they run in the woods, obviously, with their buckled shoes. Rick's up to it for sure. He was just in Florida. I'm sure they had a few down there. So,
well,
that makes sense.
I hope Rick is up for October 22nd against Vegas. I hope Coach Cuse is as well. We will definitely get involved. That'll be fantastic. I cannot wait for the 2023 season. I am so excited to have, 4 months of hype going into the Packers game. That's erotic. It's exhausting. We just did it for the draft. Why? We got it in us. We can do it. We'll make it. I don't think you're going to hear from us for a while unless there's random breaking news, which I don't even know what that would be. You might not hear from us till like training camp.
Nope.
I'm kind of sad about that, Dan, but we'll see each other many times in between now and then.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if we just miss each other, we'll squeak one in.
Yeah.
Just to talk about baseball.
Yeah. No chance.
Doubtful.
Very doubtful. Maybe if we sign an edge rusher worth talking about, we can pop back on. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe Kevin Warren's got something up his sleeve we could talk about. We don't know. Dan, it's been a pleasure. This was good to keep it mostly a mystery. And we're going to the Super Bowl.
We're going. Yeah, it's easy. Easy path for both of us. Both of our opinions. Path to the Super Bowl. Done deal. God bless America. Thanks for having me, Bill. Go find a Cornish hen.
Oh, will I ever. Zed Dark, see you whenever next time will be. We love you.
Oh, love you. Bye, spaghetti.
Cancer, that's what he did. Yeah.